At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Audio cut of the day coming up here in just a couple of minutes on 97.1 FM Talk. Right now, we are joined by our friend Phil Holloway, Fox News contributor, former assistant DA, and former police officer. Also, I see a pretty cool collaboration, Phil Holloway, that you're doing with Megyn Kelly, which on true crime issues, which is fascinating. Let's start talking about that. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm great. I was glad to be with you. Yeah, this is MK True Crime. It's Megyn has this media, MK Media, right? And she started various new shows that have been launching over the last several months, and this is the latest effort. And it's reaching out into the true crime space. And I'm very honored to be a co-host and contributor. And we're looking for great things as we continue to grow.
I have an amazing story that I could pitch to you at some point. My listeners know this story. It really would be a great topic, and it's been covered on an episode of 48 Hours, and there's some other interest from some national sources right now. And I don't think I've ever shared this story with you, and I'll put it in sort of synopsis form because you'll find this interesting from a variety of perspectives. So in 2016, I was getting a phone call. I used to take a lot more calls on my show when I was over on KMOX, and you know, we were talking about the election. That was Trump's first year running for president, and I had a guy who would call the show. His name was Chris. And my producer at the time, Dave Klein, just kind of gave him, because Chris was calling from Farmersville, Illinois, which is about an hour north of here. And he was all worked up about Trump, and he was a big Trump fan. And he started being a regular caller. So Dave gave him the moniker, Phil, of Chris in the Country. And a month before the election, we're talking about things, and I say, he keeps telling me, Trump's going to win. I say, Chris, stop it. He's not going to win, because I, as the smart, you know, the ever so smart talk show host, did not see an electoral path for Trump to win. So I bet him on the air. I say, Chris, if Trump wins, you can come in here and you can shave my head. All right. So the day after the election, he's my first caller, and he says, bro, you don't have to shave your head. And I say, Chris, how about if I take you to a Cardinals game? And I totally weasel out of it, right? I totally weasel out of it. And people to this day hold that against me. And you know what? They should, because I weaseled out of it. But we became friends. I did take him to that Cardinals game. We became, you know, we didn't see each other a lot, but we would text and we would call. And the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which would be now 4 years ago this Thanksgiving, I get a message on Messenger from his mother, and it says, Mark, are you the Mark on the radio? This is Chris's mom, Chris Smith's mom. He was shot in the head. And what happened was, he was out with a woman up in Farmersville. It was a first date situation, and she had a crazy stalker ex-boyfriend that shot her, assassinated her in the kitchen of his house. He was left for dead with his dog just bleeding out. They found him on Thanksgiving morning. It's a crazy, crazy story. Then eventually the dude who did it, who's in prison, was convicted, tried to put a hit out for him and the detective that was working the case. I mean, the whole thing is nuts. So I want you to keep, I'm going to send you some synopsis of that story, because I don't know if you're in the position to pitch stories like that. But again, it's gotten some national coverage. It's a fascinating case. And look, let's face it, Phil, we all love this true crime stuff, right? We eat it up. It's going to be a very popular segment you're going to do with Megan, and I can see why she's doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it twice a week. It's its own channel. It's its own show. It's separate and independent from her show, and we're looking forward to great things. And I'm sorry to hear about that with your friend, but that does make for, obviously, very interesting content.
But here's what's great about it. He was left for dead. The doctors didn't think he'd ever survive or that he would walk again. His recovery, that's a whole other story. He's doing motivational speeches now. So he recovered from it. He still does not have complete mobility. He's still got a part of a bullet in his head. But, you know, the story overall is really, really fascinating. And look, you can see this stuff playing out all the time on Netflix or Max or whatever streaming platform. I'm watching this yogurt shop murder thing on Netflix right now. I think it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix or Max.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
About these murders at the I Can't Believe It's Yogurt in 1991. And that's fascinating. Have you checked that one out, Phil, at all?
No, I'm not. I'm about to check it out. I'm not familiar with it.
The reason that's interesting is not because of the crimes themselves, but it's because they go into a real deep dive, and I'm sure you have opinions of this, into a very deep dive and analysis of false confessions and how some of these guys really do get pigeonholed into a corner and they say things that they just didn't do. And the psychology of it is fascinating.
Yes, I'm very familiar with the concept of false confessions. And another similar related concept is people will plead guilty to things they didn't do as well. And so that's very real stuff, and I've covered this in a previous podcast, but that's all very fascinating stuff.
Well, let's talk about something that's just tragic and gut-wrenching, and that's the shooting today in Minneapolis. I think it's miraculous that more people weren't killed. We're learning that here's another Looney Tunes, very, very mentally ill, and apparently a trans shooter in this case. What information have you gleaned here this afternoon? Anything new to talk about?
Well, it is awful, and I too, as horrible as it is to lose two children like this, the potential was there for it to be much worse. But you know, the whole bigger thing to me is, I think in America, we seem to have gotten sideways on something. I think parents, and I think there's some information coming out about the parents in this case who had assisted with and kind of maybe helped and lended a hand in terms of the whole transitioning thing. Parents who choose, I think, to ignore what is a real mental health issue with their children, they ignore that mental health reality, and they seek to affirm the delusions of their children rather than to treat the mental health problems. I think that is a big piece of this that has to be addressed. We've got to go back the other way. Maybe the pendulum is swinging, but I saw someone in the Justice Department today refer to this as, you know, radical biological movement, right? And it was Harmeet Dillon posted that on Twitter. And I think that we have to realize that it's mental illness. We've got to treat it as mental illness and stop pretending that it's something else. And because we have the mixture of, you know, this hormones, sex hormones given to the opposite gender, a mixture with the psychotropic drugs and the medications. It's just a cocktail of stuff that we're putting in mentally troubled young people. And it's, I think, causing them to just turn into violent monsters.
I said it before, and some of this was so apparent in Jamie Reed when she came out here in St. Louis as a whistleblower. By the way, someone who was married to a trans person, a lesbian married to a trans person who's now detransitioning. When she came out talking about Washington University and Children's Hospital here, which was really ground zero for some of this to take off, and she said specifically one of the things that she was angry about and disappointed in with her colleagues in the medical profession is that they were automatically going to hormones and so-called gender-affirming care and completely ignoring the dramatic and deep mental health issues that were clearly apparent in many of these kids.
And you know, we can't ignore the culpability at a broader level of hospitals, big pharma, because what they do is they get these people hooked on drugs, essentially, or dependent, reliant on drugs, and life, I guess, medical treatments for their entire life. They're never going to be able to stop going to the doctor and having future surgeries and taking medications and all sorts of things. And they do this for profit. And so it's all a radical ideology that's fed by a profit motive. It's sick. It's disgusting. And we've got to start recognizing it for what it is.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation up there, and I guess we're going to know a little bit more because there's a manifesto. Have you looked at – I listened to most of it is just images of weapons and cartridges and bullets and just really, really creepy stuff from this shooter.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. It's almost makes you think of someone who's maybe possessed by a demon, and I guess in a certain sense you could say that's applicable here.
Well, I think if you read the manifesto, the person basically admits it, you know, that they're wrapped up in something like that. Phil, always great to have you on. I'm so glad you're involved with Megan's podcast. Is that already kicking off or is it something that's just starting?
Yeah, we're in week four, and you can go to MK True Crime anywhere under that handle, MK True Crime on social media, mktruecrime.com, and you'll hear all the episodes. I'm recording my fourth or fifth episode tomorrow.
Awesome. Great contribution to this show always. I'm sure you're going to be great on that. Thank you, Phil Holloway.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.